and the Feast of the Triumph of the Holy Cross in the year of our Lord, 1976. We are at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park in Flushing, Long Island of New York.
Coming forward. And on the other light beam, Jesus is also coming forward.
Hail Mary.
And the beams now are moving. It is almost like a carpeting of blue for Our Lady and Jesus to walk over. However, they're not walking, they are gliding, coming forward, almost as though they were carried on the wind. Jesus is standing with his hand over his heart.
To the Son and to the Holy Ghost.
His cape is like a mantle, his cape, because it's covering his head and falling over his shoulders down to the ground. I appear with my mother, my child. It is not my usual custom, but because of this great trial upon your family, I have joined with my mother to give you your message, a short one, my child. The greatest of trials, my child, will be given to those who have been chosen for special missions upon your earth. It is truly the way of the cross. My mother and I are united with the symbol of my cross before mankind. Now, high in the sky over Jesus and Our Lady, there are appearing two huge hearts. And now the hearts are coming together in the center, and there is a band around them. It is like a crown of thorns being placed about the two immaculate hearts. Our Lady now is coming forward. She's standing just directly above her statue. My child, we give you great trial in your lifetime. Do not question the ways of the Eternal Father in your anguish, my child. The road to heaven will always be filled with thorns, for your pilgrimage upon your earth is a pilgrimage of sorrow, trial, requiring perseverance, hope, and faith. My child, we ask for victim souls, victims
with me. Blessed art thou among
men. Your Holy Father in Rome suffers much, for there are many traitors within the ranks. My children, pay a constant vigilance of prayer for your clergy. The greatest of abominations are entering upon the hearts and deeds of our dedicated, our clergy. Because of the prayers of many, because of the sacrifices made by the few, and I say the few, there are those of high rank who are beginning to see the light. I say this, my children, if not as a poetical term, there's a literal fact. There will be wars. There will be famine. It will be brother against brother and sister against sister. Your sin has become a way of life for many. The wages of sin is death. Death of the spirit. Do not be concerned, my children, of the death of the body, for it is the eternal soul that the Father seeks to gain. Our Lady now is rising high up into the sky, and she's taking her rosary from about her waist and placing the crucifix of her beautiful rosary out in front of her like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. With my Son, I bless you. With the Father, I bless you. And send for my Son, with his acknowledgement, the Spirit of truth among you. Jesus is smiling. I can see through the tremendous light that is coming out from his face. It's lighting up the whole area about us. Jesus is now touching his first finger to his lips, which means to listen. My children, through countless earth years, my mother has wandered throughout your world, bringing you a warning, a direction from heaven to turn back his throne. There is in your world today a spirit of evil loosed upon mankind. All manners of filth and abomination are spewed upon mankind. The man of dark secrets, Mr. 666, the agent of hell, the forces of evil, are now among you. Many minds are being poisoned by Satan, my children. Recognize the faces of evil about you. Do not fall prey to all manner of experimentation, to modernism and humanism, for it follows close upon Satanism. Many leaders who wear the red hats, my children, pray for them, for many have fallen to Satan. I say unto you as your God, turn back, red hats, for you too shall meet the fires of hell. Still not believe. So great is the power of Satan now upon mankind. I warn you now, my children, that you must turn back and start again. Do not renew my church by commending it to Satan, by destroying it. You cannot destroy the foundation. You crumble the walls. Like rats, you are throwing your red hats into the foundation of my church. I say unto you, there is not a man living upon earth now who hears my voice that shall not face the great trial ahead. My mother, your brother, the mediatrix between God and man, respect her, listen to her message, for she has come to you through the merciful heart of the Eternal Father to a perverse generation that is calling down upon it its own destruction. You want to and fro. Your scientists run back and forth, always seeking and searching, but never coming to the truth. For they have lost the knowledge of their God. They have hand in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is gliding over to our left side, high up over the trees. Our Lady has on a beautiful pale blue mantle that's trimmed in gold all about the outside. And the gown is a cream-colored, very brilliant gown with a cord, a golden cord tied about her waist. Our Lady now is loosening her rosary from about her waist and extending her crucifix out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, and give you the grace to the Eternal Father, the grace of cures of the body and cures of the spirit. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Do not allow my warnings to fall on deaf ears. You must go forward as a militant group, my children, filled with discipline and no self-seeking, but you must go forward with prayer. And the sacramentals I have given to you through your prophets and the ages, the years of Earth's time, they are your armor, my children, and you will not fall into the web of Satan if you use your sacramentals. Put them to good use, my children. Arm your little ones against the forces of evil about you. Our Lady now is going over to our right side, and she's coming up behind Jesus, and Jesus is standing now and looking down upon the people over on the right side, and he's extending his hand down like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is rising very high up into the sky, and she's now, the sky is becoming very, very bright, very bright. And Our Lady is pointing upward with her hand, and there's a tremendous white cross now forming in the sky. It's a brilliant cross. And now, it's a large cross, but behind it I see many, many smaller crosses. They are also white. It's like a field, a whole field of crosses. My child, you are observing many who shall wear the white robes in heaven. Many martyrs shall be made, my child, in the days ahead. Many shall gain their crowns through suffering. It is truly the way of the cross, my child, to heaven. Do not let a moment go by, my child, without using, without putting your suffering to good cause. A simple lesson was given to you by your guide, Saint Teresa, the little flower. Review your lessons, my child, in your books. Messages, my child, and place them into a book. Know that your trial of this evening was planned by the Eternal Father in heaven. Why are you crying, my child? You should rejoice as we rejoice in heaven. angels. perseverance, my child.